The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to him and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses described. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
This gospel always makes you smile because if you want to spread information, you tell people who are at church, okay? And I often joke that, you know, if something is announced Saturday evening, within 10 minutes after that mass, all of South Pasadena will know. And there's something in us as human nature. We want to share news, don't we? That's not a bad thing. You know, as disciples of Christ, it's in us. And we should be passionate about faith and share the good news. And we're so like this man in the gospel today. He encountered Jesus and he was healed. And he experienced a miracle and there's no way he could have contained that, you know. And I think Jesus knew that was going to happen. Deep down, of course he knew that. He's Christ. So the information that we share, as a reminder, should always be something that builds up the body of Christ. That's what this man was doing in this gospel. He was so excited, so thrilled to share the good news of Jesus. And let us try to live that out daily as well, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and to be so excited to be a disciple that we can't contain it, that it radiates in everything that we do through a smile on our face, through laughter, through all those things that we could do. So we have an opportunity today to leave Holy Family today and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Our words have meaning, and we have an opportunity to build up God's kingdom by what we say and what we share. So let's look into our hearts right now and ask, how can I share the good news of Jesus today? How can my words build people up and bring joy to those who need to hear the good news, starting with the way I live my life?